Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So every week as you join me and my guests, I hope that no matter what change you're experiencing in your life, whether you've chosen it or it's been thrust upon you, that my guests and I are tips, strategies, ideas help you navigate that change. And whether it's building your business, growing your client base, improving your sales, right? My favorite word. I hope the tips and ideas and strategies help you move the needle of change in your life. So as always, thank you so much for joining me this week. So I'm going to start, of course, with my motivational quote. And it's by Deepak Chopra. And it says, every time you are tempted to react in the same old way, ask if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future. Now, do you feel like people, do you feel like people know how to get reactions out of you, you know, hitting that hot button and not necessarily positive reactions? You know, the people who seem to know just how to push your buttons and how to get you to go from 0 to 60 in a matter of seconds. So think about if you are the cause of these painful situations that seem to repeat themselves over and over again. And would you like to gain control over your emotions and responses to those that seem to be causing this type of chaos in your life? Well, of course, I have a guest that's going to talk about this with us. And I'm excited to share my wonderful friend, Kimberly Costa. Now, Kimberly is a relationship and emotional freedom coach. She teaches people who are, so if you're any of these, you need Kimberly in your life. She helps people who are sensitive, easily triggered, to tend to take things personally, dealing with a difficult person or situation. You are generally struggling with relationships, experience heartache, and maybe are motivated to totally transform your most challenging relationships. So using tips, tools, and techniques her clients need creates a life they love and have happy, healthy relationships. She's got an MA in clinical psychology and worked as a children's social worker for many years before landing in the get her done, future-focused, transformational world of coaching. She's passionate about showing people how simple it truly can be to transform their lives, those triggers in their lives, to turn pain into power and create amazing relationships. So please help me welcome Kimberly to the show. So Kimberly, thanks for being on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. So tell everybody briefly, tell about your story and about yourself so they get a vibe of who you are.
My story begins. I always knew I wanted to help people. So I got my master's in clinical psychology and I thought I wanted to be a therapist, but that wasn't quite it. So I became a children's social worker for a while and worked with families and family dynamics. And it really was when I had a really bad breakup myself that I decided, even though I have this, you know, master's degree in psychology, I'm doing something terribly wrong. So I dove into that, into figuring out me, and it was coaching that got me out of that. It was the technology that many coaches use that I now use that got me out of the breakup pain, and that led me to focusing on really difficult people that we sometimes deal with, difficult situations, and just being triggered in general. So I'm super passionate about teaching parents, but anybody, but I really love working with parents because the tools that I have are so simple. Once they learn it, they can pass it down. And I think we're all hoping the next generation is more emotionally intelligent than we were.
Yeah. Well,
that's
said.
My real passion.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, the kids really are our future, right? That's a true statement. So I agree 100%. And it's funny you said you have simple tools to do that transformation of how we communicate, right? And build those relationships. And I have found in my life, and I know probably you have found in your life, just because you use that word simple, simple works. It's when we make everything more complicated than it has to be that all of a sudden we get stuck and feel frustrated. And because we're making things much too much complicated, keep it simple and then life becomes simple, right? So that's, I think simple tools always seem to work best. If you could turn back the clock, right? We're talking about kids, but if you could turn back the clock of time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell yourself?
I might go back before 18.
Hear that.
I might go back and tell my 10-year-old self or even younger that it's not all about your circumstances. And I know people know that part of it, but it's that it's not all about the people around you, that life is literally limitless. And that we can be whatever we want to be, and that feelings that we have are actually kind of somebody else's feelings. But if I really could go back, I would take my technology with me and say, you know, this is what we really need to do to get on the right path, to get on a better path than what I created, which is two divorces and a series of shorter relationships that also didn't work. I guess I would have a lot to say to my 18-year-old self, but I would probably nut it down to figure out the false beliefs that are actually guiding you in your decision-making in midlife, because those are not what you want driving the bus.
Yeah, and you know the research because you're in this field, and Diaz, D-I-A-Z is his last name, and I don't remember the other scientists, but they've done tests on mice, and with the cherry blossom tree, the branch, right? They put it in and they charged the bottom of it. It's Pavlov's theory in essence, but they've taken it further. So they put the little heart monitors on the mice. They had charges every time they put the cherry blossom in, heart rate would go up and all of that. They took it one step further than Pavlov. And what they did is they mated those mice and they went several generations down and they tested the baby, right? Those generational mice, wow. Put them in the habitat, and they took the branch of the cherry blossom, put them in, and the heart rates went up without a charge. They had never been exposed to the cherry blossom and the charge at the same time. So exactly what you just said, we have all of these BS beliefs, right? Call it what you will, but these BS beliefs that we learned from, you know, that 1 through 5 time frame, right? As a child, maybe you saw you know, someone get beaten by a man and you're helpless because how could you help that situation? So now that has formulated a picture, image, feeling, emotion, response in yourself. Well, now they're finding it's not even between 0 and 5 things we've experienced that we as a child create that story and then we bring it into our adult life. Now we have generational DNA of these limiting beliefs. So it's like, you know, talk about a mind blower. Like, holy crap, I don't even have my own crap I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with all this other stuff from generations past. So, yeah, I love how you said that. If I went back and talked to my, you know, 10-year-old self, there's so many things that we would want to say. To say, don't believe the BS beliefs, right? Really try to get to the core of that. And Kimberly, listen, that's easier said than done. You and I both know that, right? On our own journeys, but you being in the world of psychology, it's easier said than done. So let's shift a little bit. So understanding that component of we all got crap, right? We all have these limiting beliefs. We all have these beliefs in place. What are your best tips for making that shift so people can understand, you know, that's a BS belief, or just what are tips that you help people do that paradigm shift of how they view and approach life to create these better relationships? That's really what you teach.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you asked that question. And I love your quote at the beginning because it beautifully ties in, of course, but it's also, it's, you know, how do you shift your beliefs? All your beliefs are really chosen. And so when we make the subconscious conscious, we literally can choose to believe whatever we want. We really can. But we believe so, so deeply with these false beliefs about ourselves That's why they're limiting. But we really can have different thoughts, different beliefs, whatever we want. So I have a super simple, like you said, maybe not easy, but really simple process for taking somebody through shifting a trigger, which that word has, you know, sometimes triggers people. But I've found that it's really the simplest word that we can all use, whether it's, you know, somebody looking at you funny in the grocery store or your mate, you know, doing that thing again. We all can get triggered, and it's really simple to get out of that. And it's really just a matter of stopping and looking at our own perspective of what's actually just happened. So I help people kind of break down the thoughts that you touched upon. You know, what am I thinking about this situation? That has a lot to do with it. But the most important thing, the really flipping off the light switch of that trigger, is what is the meaning that I'm making about me? Because it's usually, you know, it's usually us making a meaning about ourselves based on someone else's behavior. And the truth is, all of us are behaving of our own accord. Every single one of us, what I do has nothing to do with you, and vice versa. So the problem that we have is making things mean stuff about ourselves, which is really why we get here in the first place, because that is an absolutely normal, natural developmental process that we go through when we're kids.
Yeah.
Everything is about us.
Right.
And so all the stuff around us must be about me. It must mean this thing about me. I'm not good enough. I'm not wanted. I'm not lovable, whatever it is. So later it's a little bit deep. So we kind of have to dig it out, but it's actually pretty simple to do so.
Yeah. And I think that half the battle is that you have to choose a couple of things, right? It is, and it's still simple, but you have to put awareness to it. Otherwise you're never going to change, right? So if you go through life, la, 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 right? I'm not going to address it. I'm not going to address it. I'm not going to address it. Well, it's never going to go away, and it's going to keep addressing it with you, right? It's going to keep coming back mm-hmm. in your face. So the pattern interrupt, right? To stop the madness of being on this treadmill or being in the hamster wheel and going nowhere, right? That's really what we're talking about, is that moment where you decide, okay, this is a repeat pattern, right? Two divorces, you said it yourself, right? I had two divorces. Why? What was the behavior? What was the patterns that I could, and it's logical, right? You stop and you think, what were those patterns? What brought us to that point of divorce? And I guarantee when you did that, there probably was a lot of duplication, right?
Oh yeah.
Definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over and we want a different result. It's crazy. And I don't mean crazy and crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
We're talking about psychology and crazy, not two good words to come together. I didn't mean that, but you're not going to change something without changing something within yourself. Right. And that's really what we're talking about. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got to the point where I literally said, I am the common denominator. I am the only one living my life. What am I doing wrong?
That's right.
And I figured it out. And it wasn't on the surface either. It wasn't just like, oh, there it is. Okay, good to go.
Right.
It was, I actually had to look for my pattern. My pattern was not completely obvious. And I feel like people are like, I don't know. I date someone different every time. And it's, but there's some, you're the same. So there is always a pattern to be found, and I found mine, and I found out which false belief was driving those behaviors. So I've actually created a road map to your emotional freedom that which takes everybody through that whole journey of, you know, discovering how are you thinking about this? What do you believe about yourself in regard to this? And then what are the skills that you never got? Because you can have learned a bunch of skills, but if you're still triggered, you can't think when you're triggered. You can't think when you're upset. You can't have a rational conversation. when you're in the middle of an argument with somebody. And then if you figure out all your false beliefs and you're like no longer triggered, you need the skills that you never had before to have those difficult conversations, to speak up for yourself, to set boundaries, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think I got off track there.
But exactly what you said, it's easy to understand the concept. It's not as easy to execute, right? So, okay, I have limiting beliefs. Oh, that makes so much sense to me. I believe that. Yeah, that's why I create these patterns. How do I identify? We have to go really deep. And oftentimes, I mean, this in the world of psychology and what you do for a living. Some of these behaviors, you said it yourself, is so deeply rooted that it's really hard to kind of, dig through the minutia and the garbage and the life experiences and the stories we tell ourselves to find what that limiting belief is, right? Or what that core belief is, or that BS, story we've told ourselves. So that's why you're an important piece of the puzzle, because people need someone to talk them through it and kind of dig, but not just dig, but tell you where to dig so that you're not digging here and there and there and there, and you're never getting to the root cause. You need to dig in that same place deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that's where you come in to help with that digging deeper to that same key reaction, trigger, whatever it might be, right? That pattern that you keep living over and over again.
Yeah. And it's not easy to do,
no.
Especially if you're just getting introduced to this kind of thing. I recently did a Facebook challenge, and I took people kind of through a simple process of finding a trigger and turning it around. And it wasn't completely effective, and I'm going to redo my trigger challenge again, and it's going to be better than ever. But until we all got on the phone, and I literally took each person through that process.
Sure.
Every single person on that call had a breakthrough, and it was exhilarating. It was amazing. But what I realized is that just telling you, here are the steps, do this, 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 and this, might not completely work. But when I sit down with somebody and say, okay, it's that exchange back and forth. It's that, digging into it together energy.
Sure.
It's the guidance. And, I'm not going to let you out, when you're by yourself saying, okay, how do I answer that question? And you sort of answer it on the surface, and there's nobody there to say, no, we're going deeper.
Right. Accountability.
Let me ask it a different way. Right. Let me ask you three other questions that would help us get there, or whatever it is.
Right, right.
But to your point about the beliefs, I think the first thing that people need to know and really try to believe, because I can't just say, believe this, but is that it's possible. People are very married to their stories.
Yeah.
But it is actually possible to graduate. Psychology came in and sort of explained to everybody why you have issues and what your issues are. But it's actually possible to not have those issues, to actually, graduate from my abandonment issues or whatever it is that you've got going on. It's actually possible, because it isn't that you were abandoned. It's what you made it mean about you.
Yeah.
And if you can understand that that's not true, you can make completely different choices.
Yeah. Yeah. Change your story, right? Change your story, and the outcomes forward, moving forward from that point, will change, right? It becomes your new belief. And you have control over that, right? You have your own thoughts. I can't control your thoughts. You can't control my thoughts. I'm the only one who could do that. So I'm the only one who could change my story. Do you see with your clients and the people you work with, do you see like repeats of, these are like the three main things people really at the core struggle with? Right? Like, I would think one would be fear. I could be totally wrong, because what do I know? Right? But are there like repeat where you're like, yep, seen this before? Not that our stories are the same, but at that core, that pain, right? That core of pain that we camouflage and create these other stories to make us be able to deal with it. Are there three things, four things that you see over and over and over again?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Our stories are all different. it's kind of like humans in general. We're all kind of similar.
Yeah.
But we're all different.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. So, the number one thing, obviously, my clients deal with is just being triggered, having anxiety. A lot of my clients have a difficult ex that they're trying to parent with. So they're stuck with that person, and they're difficult is an understatement. Like,
wow.
They're really, really incredibly impossible and uncooperative and all of that.
Right.
And it causes like trauma and re-trauma. It causes a great deal of anxiety, and just getting that text or that email from that person, or God forbid they should actually call you, and you're right in the moment. You're, you know, right in the trigger moment. So that's, I think, one of the biggest common things that my clients have. And so obviously we talk about what to do with that moment and those moments. But the second thing is, you know, okay, if I can get untriggered, that's kind of like what I just said, if we can get untriggered or figure out how to quickly come out of that, what do I say? How do I handle this person? What's the right communication to have with this person who's so difficult? So those always go hand in hand. My clients always say, like, I need better communication. I don't know what to say to this person. I've never had to deal with somebody this difficult.
Do you take them through that process of identifying the trigger of they're being obstinate, right? I feel anxious. I really want to climb through the phone, right, and strangle that person. Let's say that's the emotional, you know, charge. How do you teach them how to communicate, to look at the text or whatever it is without reacting, and then go down this path of communication? Do you mm-hmm. have tools for that? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, so we've got the tools for dealing with the trigger itself,
right?
Which, as I said, is not necessarily easy, but sure. It is a very simple process.
Yeah.
And then there's the communication. So I, you know, a lot of, speaking specifically of parents dealing with difficult exes, or it could be a difficult parent or a difficult child. It's really all the same. If that difficult person has a diagnosis, like a narcissist or a borderline personality or whatever, there's different tools that we have to communicate with that kind of person. So it depends. But in general, you know, I also have another like really good tool for just having really hard conversations. What do I do when someone's mad at me? What do I do when I'm mad at that person? How do I communicate with them? That's separate even from the trigger itself. So yeah, it all kind of melds together, but you can't have one without the other. You cannot be triggered and still have no idea how to set a boundary or how to communicate clearly, you know, what you need, especially from someone difficult who's always told you what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like finally speaking up and able to say, this is how this is going to be, or here's what I need to make this work. Because the other person is going to react too. So there's a whole dynamic behind being prepared, you know, when you're dealing with someone.
Yeah. And communication is not an easy thing in the best of times, let alone at the worst of times, because here, you know, the mom and dad, right? That's really your target group. Mom and dad are at odds, right? It's like two bulls, you know, beating their heads together. And who's at the core suffering is the kids. So now you have this whole other level of angst of, obviously you can't, you're out of love, can't stand whatever, this other person. But at, you know, in your heart, you're trying to protect the kid, but you're trying to protect yourself. And right. So there's a lot of dynamics that's going on, and it's not, these are not easy situations that you're describing. So we're almost out of time, but tell everybody what can they expect? What is the outcome that your clients have been able to see after working with you, using your tools, the technology, changing those patterns, all of those things, right? Identifying my own issues. Because here's the thing, I have to identify my stuff before I can twist and change my phraseology. I have to have the depth to be able to do that, right? So I have to change something inside of me and how I think and how I respond before I could change the phraseology. Like, it's not like, okay, so identified, now I've changed my phraseology. No, because it's still charged, right? The relationship is still charged in a negative way, not in a positive way. So what's the outcomes? What are the stories? How do people respond when, you know, after the fact with you? Like, thank you for what? What are they thankful for from you?
Thank you for helping me realize that that nagging situation was actually about me, not him.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes forget that people are really at the beginning of this journey, and they really need to know that it's not out there. You know, it's all right here, and this is all you have control over, and it's all you can shift. And thank goodness, because that's where the magic happens.
That's right.
So it's okay.
That's right.
So they can get, you know, obviously skills to communicate, to set boundaries, to speak up, to finally, like, step into your power that, you know, you don't have to be. I think a lot of people are kind of stuck in that, you know, what do other people think I should do?
Yeah.
Relationships. but also just like emotional freedom is no joke. Like, to be able to not be triggered by that thing that's always triggered you, that is freedom. That is a beautiful thing. And that is what's available. And as I mentioned, teaching our children from, you know, from the beginning, like, my own son has had several breakthroughs. He's 18, and I think we did his first, like, I took him through the process for the first time when he was 15, you know, and when you realize as a parent that you're not completely responsible for everything your child is going through,
yeah,
you can actually be there for them.
Yeah,
you can actually take them through this process yourself once you've kind of gotten used to how that works, and they can have breakthroughs, and they can finally, like, actually go into the world as an emotionally free person from the start, like I wanted to tell myself at 18. What is better than that?
Yeah.
To know that they have the tools to know how they're feeling in a moment and convey that to another person, to make a choice from a place of freedom rather than, you know, some false belief working in the background saying, you know, I'm going to, you know, be with this person because that's all I deserve.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And we need to change something, right? And hopefully by empowering our kids and making them more emotionally intelligent about themselves, forget about the world. But that, you know, I change me, I could change the world. So if we could teach our kids to become emotionally happy, that's really what we're talking about as a parent. Don't you want your kids to be happy and thriving? If we can make that shift with every, you know, kid out there, teenager, man, you know, in their 20s, like my kids are in their 20s, these are important shifts that create a shift in the world, but it creates a shift in their future relationships with their spouses and their kids, you know, if they're not married and they don't have kids yet. So it's just, it's that ripple effect, right? The pebble in the pond, and then you have boop, boop, you know, the ripples. That's what we're talking about. That's the depth.
It would be a different world.
It would be an amazing world, right? So the depth of control by starting here with the tools is just magic. You're right. You said it before. It's like magic. So guys, I hope that our Kimberly and my conversation today has either for yourself, for a family member, for a colleague, for a friend, that you think, wow, this is the missing piece of why they're not living a harmonious life or having these harmonious relationships, or if they're in a divorce situation like Kimberly shared, where the kids are at stake here, right? That should be our most important. What's your why, right? Why should I change? Well, if you can make your kids more emotionally intelligent and you start by taking control of your emotions, to me, that's like a freaking win-win all the way around, right? So, yeah, connect with Kimberly. So I want to give Kimberly's information, guys. And if you go to Kimberly Costa, and Costa is K-O-S-T-E coaching, Kimberly's Kimberly. So Kimberly Costa, K-O-S-T-E coaching at gmail.com. Do you have a website, Kimberly? What's the website?
KK-coaching.com.
KK-coaching. Okay. I just typed that in. So I will, put that KK-coaching.com. I will put that on the show notes as well. And then this way they'll be able to reach you either via, because you have a lot of information on the website that might give them even more insight into how you can help whatever their situation is. As well as they can email you at KimberlyCostaCoaching@gmail.com if they have a very specific question or something about the website. Is that okay if I post both, Kimberly?
Absolutely. And the KK-coaching is actually probably going to be linked to my free video guide called 10 Tips and Tools to Transform Triggers.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, Tips, Tools, Transform. I love the T's. 10, you know, that's so cool.
Yeah. But my full website will be right there.
We'll be right there as well. Awesome.
Sometimes I use the KK coaching for whatever free thing I've got going on at the moment.
But they'll be able to find that.
Anyway, easy to find.
You're easy to find. That's right. Isn't that the truth? As a business owner, we have to make it easy to find. Otherwise, how do we help people, right? They have to be able to find us in the first place. So I will put both Kimberly Costa Coaching at Gmail if you want to chat with Kimberly, and then KK-coaching.com for even more information, free stuff that they could use, tips and tools and stuff like that. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for being on. Really appreciate it. And, you know, we underestimate the power of our own thoughts. And I think, I hope our conversation today, that people just say, oh, I do have repeating patterns. What's my core belief that's causing it? And then if they can't understand it, at least now they have another resource. Even if they just want to go on your website, look at those 10 tips. And then if all of a sudden they're like, holy crap, this is good stuff, right? Like I'm onto something. then they have a resource to reach out to you and work with you. And you Skype and Zoom and all of that with your clients, right?
All of that.
Yes. Can I tell you, COVID is horrible in one way, but it has forced us all to really get on these platforms, to be able to connect with anyone around the world that resonates with us.
I was already on video and phone.
Yeah.
Working anyway that way. So.
Yeah. It's just more expansive now. I feel like we can help more people because everybody's not going to want to work with me. I might not resonate with them. I'm cool with that, right? But if they resonate with me, now my reach of help that I can help is so much grander and so much greater because of the technology. And I was on it a lot prior, but now everybody's on it. So you don't have that, oh, I'm not really good with technology. I like doing the face-to-face thing. Well, that was taken away.
True.
Right. And now it's like, okay, now what? And if you want to live in a world where there's people, we have to do this. During COVID, my cousin lives out in California. Not that we see her frequently. You know, she has two little ones in school, you know, life, right? We were all busy. And, during COVID, everybody was feeling so isolated that everybody knew Zoom all of a sudden. So she said, hey, let's do on a Thursday night, a cousin's happy hour. And we poured our little cocktail and we did, you know, all of us were in our living rooms with our families and, you know, we got to catch up and we got to talk to her kids and she got to talk to our kids. And, you know, it was like a little party and it was safe. And, you know, normally we wouldn't probably have scheduled that. So it's just really kind of cool that now everybody's on this technology, that we're using it more because we're just more comfortable with it. So it's great. It's great. So reach out to Kimberly. She could Zoom, Skype, whatever with you, to get done what you need to get done. Thank you so much for being on, for sharing just your insight and your own personal story, you know, making yourself vulnerable.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. And you guys, if you need more Connie, which I hope you always do, go to my website, whitmanassociates.com. And like Kimberly, I have a resource page, free stuff on there, masterclasses, my book, my international, number one best-selling book. I still have to like pinch myself every time I say that, Kimberly. But
Yay.
All of that, yes, really cool. So all of that, is on my website as well. You could contact me if you have specific questions. I have my free communication style assessment. The list goes on and on and on. Just go to whitmanassociates.com. Browse, go and browse and see what cool things I have out there for you. I have templates and blueprints and easy peasy things that you could start utilizing right now in your life as it relates, obviously, to business and sales. So, Kimberly, thank you again. Thank you all for joining
me. Thank you so much.
Really my pleasure, Kimberly. And I really hope people, you know, take you up on reaching out to you and exploring what you have. I just feel like we can't do it alone. You know, we really do need people to help us transform our lives, especially when we're not an expert in that. You're an expert. So I think people are starting to reach out to other experts because they realize, not my wheelhouse. Let me look out there and see how I can change. I think the desire to change is becoming stronger as well. I think COVID gave us all a chance to kind of pause and think about who do we want to be, right? Who do we want? What do we want the world to look like? So I think our show is timely, if nothing else. So thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Nothing like being stuck. We must evolve.
Yeah, ain't that the truth, right? It forced us. I really do believe it forced us. And you guys, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through, or disruption or tragedy or, fear, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, that my guests and I really are here for you. And we hope our tips, ideas, and strategies, number one, can be applied today, right? Just pause and think about, where is that trigger coming from? And if you're lucky enough to figure that out, yahoo, celebrate. And if you're not, yet another resource for you to reach out to Kimberly for help. So I hope you utilize all these resources to benefit you and move your needle forward to create the life that you deserve, not only that you desire, but that you truly deserve. Thank you again for listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you all, and have a wonderful week where you open your mind to what is possible. And that's where the magic, right? That's where the magic starts happening. So thanks so much. Thanks, Kimberly. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.